Five downtown Penetanguishene businesses remain closed in the wake of the partial collapse of 78 Main Street on September 7, leaving business owners without income and facing an uncertain future. The collapse of two walls at 78 Main at 3 a.m. that September morning resulted in the immediate evacuation of close to 50 people. It also forced the closure of three businesses in the Beck block and two more immediately down the street. Those five businesses remain closed and do not yet have a date to reopen. The good news is that the building is expected to be saved. The building has been shored up and the final demolition of 78 Main has begun. A sign at Robert and Main Streets in Penetanguishene informs about what businesses are open and which are closed. N. Supplied photo. Mayor Doug Rawson said once the demolition is complete, then steps towards getting people and businesses back into the buildings can begin. Every building has its own needs and requirements, and the building owners will have to work with their insurance, their engineer, and our chief building officer to make sure that everything has been done to the building code to bring people back, Rawson said. The building owners will have to obtain occupancy permits. People can move back once they get those permits, Rawson said. The reopening of businesses and apartments will begin from below the collapsed area and work up to the collapsed area, he said. Closer to the collapse, there is more work that will need to be done. The process can start in November, said Rawson. For the east side businesses, because the street has been closed, they've been affected. So we're working with those community partners to come up with a shop local campaigns and town signage, Rawson said. A sign was recently erected at the street closure fence at Robert and Main Streets detailing which businesses are open, which have moved temporarily and which are closed. Sundara Spa. The business closest to the collapse is Sundara Spa at 76 and 74 Main Street. It's owned by Vanessa Puddicombe, who is now working out of the Hair Matrix design team, and Day Spa at 41 Main Street. On September 10, she wrote on her personal Facebook page, "The last 72 hours have been so overwhelming and surreal. After miraculously managing to keep my business alive after all of the pandemic lockdowns, being forced to relocate the spa, working to gain back all that was lost, growing the spa to its current size, struggling to keep up with decade-high inflation and the rising costs of running a business, all while somehow finding extra income that would allow me to pay my SEBA, Canadian Emergency Business Account, loan by the deadline. This happens. To literally watch as everything you have worked so hard for crumbles to the ground in front of you is a horror I wouldn't wish on anyone. It feels like such a sucker punch." Straight and True Tattoo Studio. Straight and True Tattoo Studio, at 72 Main Street, is owned by Anthony Orsatti, who told Midland Today it took him years to get that location, only to be hit with forced closures due to the COVID-19 pandemic. He said he's been unable to find another suitable studio space since the collapse, and it's been difficult to survive without income. "I'm trying to stay positive that I can get back in my place and get back to work by the new year. Until then, I am basically going through all of my savings and selling things from my house that have any value," he said. On his business Facebook site, Orsatti wrote, "The building will be saved. The town is really trying to save the building and the shop. Keep an eye out for artwork that may be for sale soon, as I will be needing to supplement my income through artwork until I can reopen my shop." Captain Ken's Diner. Katie Cowan owns both the business, Captain Ken's Diner, and the building at 70 Main Street. The restaurant had six staff, at least some of whom have not yet found other work. All the food in the building spoiled, as no one was allowed into the building to retrieve anything in the first few days. Cowan posted to her Facebook page recently, "My mind's exhausted as much as my heart is." Cowan told Midland Today, "The community has been amazing. I wish I could feel that way about the town. They have done nothing to help the local business owners and their tenants. I'm upset to live here, to be honest. We're all suffering, and I haven't even gotten my phone call returned. I'm disappointed how this is becoming a drawn-out process for nothing." Asked what the town could do to help the businesses, she said, "I feel like they could help our employees somehow or help my tenants, Maybe offer some kind of help with taxes for those months, closed. I feel like it's being dragged out for nothing. Speakeasy Cannabis Penetanguishene. Speakeasy Cannabis at 68 Main Street remains closed. The website directs customers to its sister store located in the Heronia Mall in Midland. Midland Today left a message for the manager of two shops, but didn't receive a reply by deadline. Bryant's Jewelers. Bryant's Jewelers at 66 Main Street also had to close and remains closed. The message when calling the store says it doesn't have a date to reopen as yet. The shop has been in business since 1896. The Pulse Nutrition. Business owner Deanna Palazzo Dalzell said her store at 81 Main Street, across the street from the collapsed business, has remained open, but not all her customers were aware of that. It's affected us tremendously, she said, citing the street closure for vehicle traffic. We are feeling the stress and strain. It's a front door only establishment, and due to difficulty parking around the closed street and less walking traffic, her sales have declined significantly. She's pivoted to curbside pickup at the back, and she's supporting the shop local initiative. It's been a challenge, but we are really hopefully the main street will open soon, she said. Palazzo Dalzell was one of organizers of the Penetanguishene Stands Together event held October 14 to raise money to help the people displaced and the closed business owners. The event raised $7,851.70, which will be distributed to displaced tenants and closed business owners and their staff within a week, said Palazzo Dalzell. The town of Penetanguishene and the county of Simcoe will be distributing the monies. In addition, the event also raised $1,000 and £440 of food for the Salvation Army, which has been helping the displaced tenants since the building collapsed. A letter going out to donors, written by Spencer Cox of Scotiabank, states, "This substantial sum will play a vital role in providing ongoing assistance to the victims of the Main Street building collapse."